is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Micheline Dubot, who is going to be speaking to us about her space, Marché des Artisanats Dunham, and what people can discover when they walk through her doors this summer. So Micheline, thank you so much for being here with us today. I super appreciate it. Can you just start off by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and when you started Marché des Artisanats Dunham?
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be speaking to you today. I was living in Calgary for many years, and I came home for my brother's funeral. Not a happy time, but then I decided I need to be back home. So I sold my condo, moved back here, and I have a sister in Dunham, so I moved to Dunham. And I bought this place, and at that time, in 2012, she had a import store. She had that for a couple of years, and then it eventually evolved into the craft market. When I came home, people were telling me, "You're crazy. You won't be able to get a job. Your French is no good." And that turned out to be true. So I was networking. I joined the Women's Institute. And what I experienced was, for their fundraisers, women who were in their 80s carrying their boxes from their car to the table at the flea markets, working all day on their feet in the sun, and then putting what wasn't sold back into the car. And I thought, this is crazy. These women should have an indoor market where they can leave their things and they don't have to be lugging them back and forth. And so I opened in November of 2017, and for the first 6 months, we did some networking with the artisans and had the grand opening in April of 2018. Now I have between 30 and 40 artisans at all time, and a very wide range of crafts and not a lot of duplication. And we do have several artisans who are my exact target market. They work in their spare room. They have a small inventory. They are very meticulous about what they make, and they don't have enough to go on the road and pay for a stall at a regular craft market.
Yeah, and a lot of these artists are local, right? You were mentioning to me before the interview that a lot of them are from around the townships area.
Exactly. Brigham, Saint-Armand, Stambridge East, Dunham. We have one from Maryville and one from Saint-Jean. And that I still consider to be local. Yes. But my target area is around the Dunham area, Bromassisqua.
What is your mission here exactly in the community with the marché? What is your goal with this space?
Well, I was looking at an opportunity for the artisans to do networking with each other, to learn tips from each other. We have two people who do workshops, and some of the artisans take the workshops that are not in their particular area, just for fun. But it's been very successful in getting new artisans, giving them a head start so they know the ropes. There's a lot to learn about selling your product once you have it made. And so just to build a community of women who need to get out of the house and meet other people doing something similar.
Yeah, that's another thing, is that a lot of your artists are women, right? It's a space for women to show off what they're good at and what they enjoy to do.
Yes, I think I have about four men, but the rest are women.
Yeah. And why did you think that this was important? Why did you take on that role to be that person, to create a space where these artisans can learn from each other and begin to network?
Well, I have this fabulous building, and my sister, who had the import shop here, she wanted to retire. She just couldn't do it anymore. It was too many hours. And so I thought, what can I use this space for? And I was just, I got this idea, and it just made sense to me.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you, do you see the difference that the marché has made in the art, in the artistic community here in Dunham and perhaps beyond in other villages as well?
I see a difference in the people, the artisans, the ones I was talking about. They come in, they're shy, they're not sure of, they're not confident in their product. And then it builds their confidence in themselves and in their products. And I'm open all year round. So even in the dead of winter, when everything is closed, we're always here. Because people can leave their things indoors and they don't have to take it back and forth in their car and trying to find a place to store it, it gives them opportunity to work on more crafts. While they're here, they're saving time and they're making money. So that's a win-win.
I wanted to ask you, can you just provide some details to our listeners as to what they can discover when they walk through your doors? And, you know, it's been a few years now that you've been open. Is there anything new that people can discover as well who come here quite often and know your space pretty well?
Well, yes. When you walk in, you see color and fabric and materials, that it's stunning when you first walk in. And then as you start to focus, you can see some of my anchor artisans that have been here almost since the beginning. Handmade jewelry, handmade soaps, greeting cards, and notebooks. And we have one zero-waste artisan. Everything is meant to be washable and reusable, and she makes things from recycled fabrics. We have sheepskin slippers and hats, and painted glasses, painted wine glasses. Insects that are handmade with recycled jewelry. And they're so colorful and they're meant to go on your screen so you don't walk into the screen, but they're also quite pretty. We have a lot of macrame and a very, very wide variety of things. And we have two new artisans just in the month of May. I'm still setting them up. And one makes beach bags out of a vinyl product, really colorful and really well made. And I just want to say everything here is really well made. And her husband makes ceramic top tables, mosaics out of ceramics. Our other new artisan is from Dunham, and she has made, she's left about 19 little very unusual dolls. So these are the latest things. We have two artisans who make decorated wood. They've been here for a couple of months now, and it changes all the time, depending on where people want to go. Once they get on their feet, they want to go out and try somewhere else. That frees up a space for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to ask, you were mentioning before how you do workshops and things like that here with the artists. So do you do special little activities throughout the year here at the Marché as well?
Well, our workshops were running every Sunday. From 10 to 12, it was crochet. And there was usually be about 2 to 4 people. And they would, it was very, very sociable activity. And I don't run the workshops. I do the marketing and I bring the tea at half point. And in the afternoon, the workshops were very varied. And they were mostly fun things like, acrylic painting. Then she did making the boho bags and something called Zentangle. And it's a combination of doodling and Zen. And there's some of the most beautiful designs. We did a full program for all of 2020 from September until May of 2021.
Okay.
And we had to cancel it because of COVID.
Yeah.
So as soon as the artisan feels comfortable about starting up again, we'll probably just do the exact same program. She gathers all the materials, and the workshops are cost recovery. It's been a great experience to have these workshops year-round, except for in the summer when people are busy.
So are those workshops open to the public?
Like, oh, yes.
Okay.
I advertise them on, I advertise on Facebook always.
Awesome. Do you have any events planned so far this year or for the summer or nothing as of yet?
Actually, we're on a hold with our activities because of COVID, and we want to make sure everybody feels very safe. We have 4 markets a year.
Okay.
Special markets. We have people come from the outside that aren't that don't have a table here. Most are repeat.
Okay.
And the first one is during the Clé des Champs, which is the festival for the town of Dunham that marks the beginning of the season, the tourist season, the planting. It's an agroalimentaire event. During that, then I have also tables outside. And then the next one is usually during Port Ouvert. Okay. So that's the Dunham wineries usually have a free wine tasting weekend. The next one is Thanksgiving, and that is our busiest weekend of the year by far.
Okay.
And we have the people coming for the colors, the fall colors. It's the Fête de Vendage,
okay,
which is the grape harvest festivals.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of activities happening in the wineries during that time. And we're on the bike route, the motorcycle route, the Eastern Townships route, the wine route. So, you know, we get a lot of people coming through Dunham in the fall, especially around Thanksgiving. And then our last market of the year is the last weekend before Christmas. There's a Christmas market. I've tried to have markets at other times of the year, but that was when I first opened and we didn't get enough traffic to justify having a market. So we'll stick to those four for now.
Okay.
And I think the artisans are really happy with the weekends that we've chosen.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Micheline, about the marché that you think would be important for people to know about.
I think it's important to know that we have very good quality items, but they're not that expensive. Most artisans will do a custom order. I also have some artisans who are just starting out, amateur artists, I suppose you could call it.
Yes.
And, but it's all affordable. And some very, very high quality items that are affordable. And taxes included. I pay the tax when I do my income tax.
Okay.
But when you see the price, you know, it could be more expensive than Walmart, but the tax is included. So it's not that much more to have something that's made locally, made by hardworking people right in our own area, and they, as much as they can, they use products. They put together things that are also made in this area.
Can you tell our listeners where you're located and when you're open so that people can find you?
Absolutely. We're right in the heart of the business town, the business section of Dunham. So just across the street from Town Hall. And we're open all year round, Thursday and Friday afternoons, and all day on Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Micheline, for speaking to us. I super appreciate it.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.